Madeline. Neither. Welcome to the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Hey, audience.
I have a little treat for you.
I thought it was like a mailing thing. Because
I purposely covered it up so you would think it was a package.
I thought it was a package. Okay. Mm. Oh, cute, Nilu. Happy birthday. God. Thank you. Wait.
You have to make a wish, and then you need to keep your candle underneath your pillow.
I've never heard of that. Is that a thing?
Theory, yeah. You blow a wish, and then whatever candle you have to sleep with it so that your wish comes true. And then you have to keep it at least until your next birthday.
I've never heard of that, but I love that. Okay. I feel like every birthday wish is like a prayer for me. Okay. And obviously, I mean.
Okay, Madeline. Okay. I gotta go. Happy birthday.
Thanks, Nilu.
Can we say how old you're turning?
19. 30.
How are you feeling?
Some days I'm anxious, some days I'm excited. But right now, I'm like, it's life. Like,
yeah.
It's inevitable. It's scary. It's scary turning 30. And it's like a whole new decade. Like, my 20s are done. It's crazy. But I don't know. I'm excited.
For me, it's the part of, like, telling people I'm 30 and their reaction to it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like when we tell people now, even our age, like 29, people are always like, oh my God, I never would have thought. Like, they make it such a thing. And I'm like, I need to just start lying and saying I'm 27.
But that's the thing. I feel like being in your late 20s and being 30, it's such a common thing to think that person's like older.
Yeah.
Because like in your 20s, it's like you're 20, 21. And like, that's so young. But when you think of 30, it's like you're literally like a grown ass adult.
You're supposed to be, at least.
Yeah, yeah. And I just think it's like, do you really think that you would like lie like about your age?
What?
Like, do you really think that you would lie about your age?
What do you mean, do I think I have? Like, I fully have before.
What's like your age that like you tell people?
Well, not everyone, but like if someone's way younger than me and then I like don't think I'll ever like see them again, I just say 27. And they still think that's like
old. Oh, I could see that. Like talking to like a younger boy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, I probably will never like run into him again. I'm like, I don't feel like doing this conversation with him.
I feel that because like if I ask his age, then if he's like younger than if he has my age, then I can like jokingly say 26. But if he's not like, oh, really? Then
but it's like, even when you say 26 to someone who's like a lot younger, they still think that's like.
But also, older. I feel like also it's kind of one of those things where it's like if we are living in. Like, we live in L.A., so, like, I feel like everybody that we run into is always younger. But, like, I love hearing when people are, like, 29 and 28, and I'm like, okay, 30 is not that old.
No, yeah.
Like, I think it's just who.
The other day.
Yeah.
And she told us her age. We were like, oh, my God. Like, we were so excited because we were just, like, happy to meet someone else our age.
Yeah. I really do think it's just truly about, like, who you're, like, out with on the weekends. It's not like we hang out with, like, younger people, but, like, the places that we do go, it's a lot of girls being, like, invited to things.
Yeah.
And, like, they are younger. They're hot. They're, like, ready to party. So it's, like, when we meet these girls that are way younger than us, we're, like, damn. But then it's so nice when people are our age. And then it's, like, 30's not old.
No.
I think it's just about being in the moment, being around the people that are, like, younger than us.
Yeah. And I think also one thing I've kind of come to terms with, it is a privilege to get older, and it's a privilege to have every year that we have here. And so I feel like that's my way of looking at it, as like, okay, getting older is this beautiful thing, instead of getting so anxious about it. Like, yeah, it can be annoying at times when we're in a like party setting and people are younger and whatever, but I'm like, if that's the only time I actually care about it, then it's not that big of a deal compared to how good it is to be at this point of our lives.
Yeah,
you know.
And it's crazy too, because it's like the fact that there are like young girls out in LA getting invited to stuff that we're getting invited to. It's like me at 21, 22, 23, I was at like a local bar back home, like literally throwing my guts up from like beer.
I was in college at like the grossest frat parties, probably doing ratchet shit.
Yeah.
But it's also, I feel like I'm more confident now than I was. I had a different type of confidence when I was younger. I feel like it was almost like a arrogant confidence versus actually being confident. And now I feel more comfortable with myself than I was when I was younger. And I feel like that one thing that I like about getting older too is just, you know what you like, you know what you don't like. For me, I don't have as much of a hard time speaking up now or voicing things and just being comfortable with who I am.
Yeah. Yep. That's growth, baby.
That's
great. And we have that mindset because we are 29 years old.
What advice would you give to your younger self if you could go back to your early 20-year-old self, or something that you would do differently, or you would shake yourself and be like,
I think for me, it would be the work side of things, like mm-hmm. being more hungry for success at such a younger age.
Yeah.
Because for me, I was a wedding photographer for 6 years, so that took up a lot of my time. And I loved every wedding that I shot, but I wish I would have loved editorial mm-hmm. and, like, fashion a lot quicker. But also, I can't be mad at myself for not wanting something sooner when, like, I didn't know any better.
Yeah.
Because, like, where I'm from, it's, like, all my friends are teachers and nurses, and they have that structure of, like, a 9-to-5. So, like, for me, it was kind of, like, I thought doing weddings was, like, the coolest thing ever. But then after a while, I was, like, oh, I love editorial. Mm-hmm. So I think I just would have. I wish I would have jumped into photography, like, right after high school. Because whenever I think about it, I was the one at, like, every single weekend, like, with the camera. So I think I always had it in me. Like, I remember for prom, I took all the pictures. I had an album of, like, 400 images. And I think I had it in me.
Facebook album? Or?
Yeah. Like a Facebook album. So I think I had it in me. I just wish that I would have tapped into it.
I think that's a big one, just because the people around us weren't necessarily doing the things that we mm-hmm. wanted to be doing. They had, like, much more, like, your typical 9-to-5 jobs or, like
a society standard.
Yeah. Just, sure. Like, so I don't think we were exposed to it as early on. It's mm-hmm. not like I was immersed in what I know now.
Yeah.
But like you said, like, you can't be mad at yourself for not knowing mm-hmm. those things.
And I think what I would tell myself, too, is that I feel like I just would have, like, I was a very free-spirited person, very, very, very free, but I wish I would have been more, like, yeah, like, serious about work.
Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah.
Just, like, having fun, like, at that age when you're just, like, you don't see it as important. Like, you just want to have fun with your friends, you want to go out, like, all those things that we did then, I'm like, I wish I would have been, like, if you just, like, grind for, like, 2 years or 3 years, mm-hmm. like, right now, you'll be so ahead of things.
Yeah. I mean, I definitely thought I was going to be, like, a wedding photographer forever, because it was, like, that was a big decision that I made. I remember thinking it was just, like, such a grown idea, and, like, I acted on it, and it was great. But I don't know. I wish I just would have known about editorial and magazine and that a lot quicker in life. But
here we are now.
Here we are now.
We're here now. We made it somehow. You've been in L.A. almost 2 years. Mm-hmm. September will be 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's wild.
I know. It's July. So we're both, like, right at that mark.
Wow. That is crazy.
And for people who don't know, me and Madeline met about a year ago on set. Madeline was the photographer. I was working the photo shoot.
I literally thought you were, like, 21. And then whenever someone told me that you were my age, I was like, wait, what? And then we connected. Like, this is my bestie of L.A. Let me see. We connected, like, immediately.
Yeah. Well, I think our Coachella car ride was really what made us realize.
Yeah, Coachella takes, like, 4 hours to get there.
No.
Three and a half?
Three.
Yeah. It took us, like, 5.5 hours.
My favorite story is the fact that you were, like, this was our second time meeting, and you were terrified of my driving, but because we didn't know each other that well.
It was like one of those things where, like, she would be, like, talking, but the car would be, like, rearing off. Then she would be, like, she would turn, and you could hear the, like, boom, 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 boom. It is, like, yeah, like, we were still, you know, like, just starting to get to know each other. So I didn't have it in me to be, like, hey, you're actually, like, you need to focus.
That's so bad.
And then I would be, like, just, like, looking out the window. It would be, like, going into another lane, and Neela's like... But it's gotten better.
You just couldn't talk. Couldn't even say anything.
Yeah, like, because, like, in my head, I was like, speak up. Just speak up. And then I think one time I was just like, hey.
Like, you wanted to be like, can I drive?
Yeah, but you said that, like, driving is one thing that you want to learn more.
Or, like, I hate driving, be better. But I said, yeah, like, my daily affirmations in the morning is before I get in my car, like, today you're going to be a good driver. You're going to be focused. It's going to be good. Like, I have to give myself a pep talk. Ever since that one time in the car when you looked at me and you're like, Neelu, it's really bad. And I was like, Madeline, I know.
I looked at you dead in your eyes and I was like, Neelu, I don't want you to die. Like, literally. Like,
no, I know.
Yeah. Well, I was like, but I had to look her dead in her eyes and she was like, no, I know. Yeah, I know. Like, instead of getting offense to it, like, she was like, I know, right?
I was like, I think about it a
lot. Okay, wait, I have to ask you, what is something that you wish that you would have knew sooner?
I mean, definitely the work thing. Because like you said, with how you always had a camera out, I was always the girl with a camera documenting everything, like capturing videos, capturing pictures. And it's like, I wish I would have tapped into that earlier and been more serious about social media and all of those things, just because I genuinely love documenting everything and just sharing those with our friends. Just knowing what I want to do earlier on and not thinking that I have to go the traditional route of like 4-year college, like find a 9-to-5 corporate job, all of those things. I wish I would have explored more of my passions and hobbies younger. I think the other thing I would tell my younger self in my early 20s, probably like college age, would definitely be to drink less, to just take care of yourself mentally more and like be more aware of the anxiety and depression and all those things that I was dealing with that I like didn't understand. I would have like wish I had gotten a therapist sooner and just known more about it earlier on and just been healthier in general. I think I think the drinking thing for me is a big one, just because there was so many nights where I just regretted things that I did or I woke up feeling really bad, and I feel like I would have saved a lot of heartache for myself in my early 20s.
Yeah.
Had I not been so.
I think something that I wish that I would have done is I wish I would have just went on more dates. I was in a relationship for like 4 years, and it just kind of like drug on, and I wish I would have, yeah, just went on more dates.
I try and be good about going on dates. This year I haven't been as good, but that's one thing I always was like, I will go on dates. To me, it was always fun. And even if I didn't like the guy, I was like, because I think you're a little bit more like, if I'm not into him, I'm not going to like whatever, where I'm like, I'll give it a chance. And also I think you just, it's like practice to me going on dates, and I'm getting more confident so that when I do meet someone that I really want to be with or I really like, I'm not going to be as nervous because it's not, you know, maybe it's like practice on like the crusties.
No, but that's the thing. The crusties give me the ick. So that's why I'm like, I don't even want the crumbs.
Okay, maybe
like nothing can be more crusties. Maybe crusties,
but the ones that you get along with but you don't actually see this romantically, like give those guys a chance maybe. Because you know,
See, I would love to do that. But then there's like a part of me that's just like,
what's the point?
What's the point if I know we're not going to be together? But then I'm like,
well,
have fun.
Yeah, you could try a new restaurant. You can try, you can get free dinner. Okay. Make a new friend, make a new connection.
All right, I'm going to go. I leave for Lake Tahoe on Thursday. I'm going to go on a date tomorrow night.
Get on Hinge, start swiping. I think also people put so much pressure that you go on a date and it has to be this romantic connection right away. It's like, just see if you even like the person as like a friend. And then if there's romantic chemistry after that, like there doesn't need to be so much pressure that it has to become your next boyfriend.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure. Lots of pressure.
When was the last date you went on?
What month are we in? May. My last date was, I want to say, when my sisters came and visited in October, so it's probably November.
Who'd you go on? You don't have to say the name, but
me and my sisters were driving and we saw this really cute boy like skating, and they were like, oh my god, he went into my neighborhood, and I had to turn in my neighborhood anyway, so we were on the same street and I had to pass by him, and I rolled down my window and I was like, hey, and he was like, hey, and I was like, are you single? Or I said something like that, and we went on a coffee date, and it just wasn't like, he was cool, but it was just like,
you just rolled down.
Yeah. Well, because I was like, well, I was with my sister. So I felt like fun. All the bravery. They were hyping me up. I was like, okay, whatever.
Would you have done it alone?
No. I would have opened my mouth and like stuttered that I would have drove off. Like there's no way. But I mean, like, it was a fun date, but I don't know what it is about me. And I'm like, is this something that is like not a good trait to have? But I feel like I know immediately if I want to give a guy a chance or not. And I'm like, is that me being too standoffish and too, like, closed-minded and hearted? Or is it just the fact that, like, I know what I want?
No, I mean, like, you also don't want to, like, waste your time if you have absolutely no interest in them, like, in any sort of way. If you just don't vibe with them, if you know, like, you have to at least like them as a friend a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good date. We went to a coffee shop, and then we just, like, walked around. But what I liked about it, though, is that the day after he asked me, like, how it was, and I was straight up with him. And
how the date was?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And what? And I like straight up was like you were really cool. I'm not looking for something like serious, whatever. Because he was like 31, and he was like straight up about it. And I was like, I like the like.
That's kind of
I personally liked that he asked me how it was. I was like, okay, that was kind of like.
And then you kind of both know where you stand. You're not wasting
exactly.
Your time. You're not wondering. Yeah. You didn't have to like ghost him. He didn't have to be confused.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's actually
so good for him. Yeah, because he was definitely
straight up about it. That's pretty like confident of him.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't know if I would have it in me to text a guy the day after a date.
Well, he's older. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like he's not like
older. He's 1 year older.
No,
learning when you're
keep thinking of like 27.
He's literally a year older than us. Okay, you moved from Kentucky. Mm-hmm. What was Kentucky like compared to LA?
It's two different worlds. It is like Kentucky is very, well, I'm from Louisville, so Louisville's very, you have like three big areas of Louisville. It's St. Matthews, it's the Highlands, and Prospect.
Okay.
And the Highlands is like very like hippie, fun, tons of bars, tons of, it's kind of like a mini like Nashville,
like the strip of,
yeah, but very, very, very small and more like local. So on the weekends, like it was that or like house parties.
Okay.
Here, it's very much like, are you invited to go into whatever? Are you going to be attending the pregame? Are you going to, like, it's just like, it's such different.
And even just how are you going to get there?
Yeah. And even like back home, it's like when you meet someone, it's like, oh, like what high school did you go to? Here, it's like, what do you do? Mm-hmm. What's your Instagram? And then if they don't like your Instagram, then they unfollow you. And it's like, whenever I first moved out here, I went to a party in the hills. It was the most insane house I've ever seen. And within me, and this was my first, like I had been to LA. Like, I'd been to LA, like, five times before I moved here. But that was, like, visiting Venice, mm-hmm. visiting Santa Monica, being, like, very, like, touristy. Yeah. But this was my first experience of, like, being in the hills, being at, like, a massive, like, house party. And within the first, like, hour, I had, like, five people ask me my name, ask me what I did, got my Instagram. And I remember, like, I sat in my car because I drove. I sat in my car, and I was like, on my Instagram, and, like, all of them unfollowed me. And it was funny. And it was funny because I still had, like, their names, and, like, all of them were people that, like, I wouldn't even want to, like, connect with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was such, like, a moment of, like, damn, I'm living in LA right now. Like, these people, all they wanted from me was what I did in my Instagram. It was, like, an immediate, like, mm-hmm. and on the fourth person, like, I literally was, like, yeah, it's so crazy. Like, the people before you, like, they actually held a conversation with me. And I was, like, I straight up told them. And, wait, I think they kept following me. But, yeah, it's just, it's very different. Out here, it's very, like, who are you? How can I connect with you? Back home, it's, like, let's have fun and let's get, like, high or drunk on the weekends, literally.
I think that's why we probably connect.
Yeah.
Not the high and drunk thing, but a little mm-hmm. bit, probably. But because we just, like, didn't – I don't know. You were, like, the first – probably not the first, but, like, you were one of the few people I met out here that it didn't feel like we were only friends for a connection or a certain reason or, like, mm-hmm. whatever. Like, it just felt like a normal friendship that I would have had back home.
Yeah.
You know, like, you felt very – obviously, like, from Kentucky, like – and I lived in Ohio for a while, like, you just reminded me of, like, my home friends or, like, people I would have hung out with back there. And I feel like it was probably this kind of similar for you. And also, like, you're one of the very few people in LA that I can just hang out with. And, like, I don't think twice about anything that I'm saying or, like, mm-hmm. how I'm acting or, like, I literally will, like, tell you every single thought I have in my head, even when they're, like, insane. Whereas, like, other times I feel like I'm with people I have to, like, filter myself a little bit, you know?
Yeah. What do you think that is? Because I'm curious about it, too, because whenever, like, is having a connection with someone like that, like a mm-hmm. friend, is it more so, like, their personality making you feel so, like, comfortable? Or is it truly just, like, personality is just, like, connecting?
I don't know.
Or is it, like, the person that's making you feel comfortable? Seriously, because, like, there are friends or there are people that you meet where you're, like, damn, like, I guess I – like, you make it feel like it's about you.
Yeah.
Like, you make it seem like, oh, I wasn't cool enough or I wasn't whatever. But then there's other people where, like, you connect with them immediately.
Yeah. I don't know what it is because it's, like, and I don't have that with a lot of people. Like, it's kind of, like, and I think it's usually, like, right off the bat if I get along with someone or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but I don't know what it is. I think we were both just, like, for ours at least, I feel like we just had similar hobbies. Like, we had the same humor, like, things like that. Like, everything just was, like, matching. It was great chemistry. It's hard to find, though. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to find, like, a friend that's, like, just, like, you guys can vibe together and it's fun and easy and chill.
No, but we need to recruit more to our friends.
Yeah, we're always, if anyone's listening, we are open to adding friends to the two of us because it really is just.
Yeah, it's just us two. It is great. I love it. But also, I'm like,
we need to make some friends. We try, though. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
I don't mind it.
I think if we cared more, we'd try harder. But, like, we make an effort when we can.
But, like, it would be cute to, like, go to, like, dinner and be in, like a group chat of, like, five.
Yeah.
Five girls. Like, that would be fun. But I don't even know where we would invite them.
Like, even having, like, a group of friends, like, guys and girls. Like,
ooh, okay, I have an idea. You or me can get a boyfriend, and then we hang out with his friends.
Madeline, we've been trying this all year. What do you mean? You have an idea. We've been trying that idea all year long.
But if we have a boyfriend, we can hang out with his friend group, and then his boys are going to have girls. And then...
Okay, so we just need to find a boyfriend, which has been...
Wait, what's your type?
My type right now is, like, oh, my God, this is embarrassing. It's, like... gamer YouTube streamers. There's something about them, just, you know, the chatting live. I love it.
I mean, like traits.
Physically? Oh.
Traits. Okay. Let's traits. Do three, no. physical and three traits.
Okay. Of them. My traits for me, they have to be patient because I'm crazy. So they have to have patience for me. They have to have, like, a good sense of humor and, like, be witty and, like, funny in some way. They don't have to be the funniest person, but they have to be able to, like, make me laugh, obviously. And then third trait, I would say, would be, can I do four, maybe? Because these two are, I think, both. One is, like, loyal, someone who I can trust in that sense. Like, I have to feel, like, secure. And then I would say, well, I don't know if this is a trait, but I guess it would be, what am I explaining right now?
Your dream.
Oh, my dream. Your dream. Okay. I would want someone that, like, is super comfortable and easy to be around, where, like, we can just hang out. And if we're not talking, it's not, like, awkward, you know? Those would be, like, the key things personality-wise that I would want.
That's a good one.
Oh, wait. And then a few more. Driven. They have to have good work ethic.
We're so ready that we're, like, we've
listened. I have,
like,
a checklist, yeah. And then physically, I would say... I don't have, like, the most physical consistency type, as you know.
No, you don't.
So, really, it's more of, I hate, this is so cringe to say, but it's, like, the energy and vibe that they give off. Their personality and the energy that they give off helps me determine if I'm, like, attracted to someone. But if I was to say physical looks, definitely, like, someone who is, like, tatted or, like, a little bit more on, like, creative, artsy, stylish side. But there's, like, a fine line of it where, like, sometimes it can go too much on that end, too hipstery, and I don't like that. So, like, tatted and, like, stylish. I mean, you know my type, but I would say those
are good ones. I feel like it's the opposite of me. I mean, tattoos are cute.
I love tattoos. Okay, tattoos, what would be yours then?
Okay, four of my physical,
yeah.
Okay, physical for me would be, honestly, no, let's start with personality.
Okay,
because I love a good personality. Has to make me laugh. Someone who is very, very, like, driven, for sure. Driven and creative and artsy, all that in one.
Yes.
A family guy. Someone who just, like, loves, like, family time and just, like, truly enjoys, like, because I come from a big family. I have four sisters and a mom and dad. So they have to be able to just, like, speak to them whenever and just, like, love them as much as me. My last one would be, this is really hard. My last one would be, I like witty. Witty's a good one.
Yeah.
Someone is hot.
That's, we're on.
Just hot. Okay, personality, physical. Just hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Someone, so I guess, like, funny, yeah, like, funny, family-oriented, driven, and.
I have such a personality type that I like. Like, I immediately can tell if I'm going to like a guy based on his personality versus, like, the physical. Because I feel like I meet guys that are, like, quote-unquote hot, and if their personality is, bleh, I can't.
I don't think I have a type.
Physically?
No, all my guys are so different.
Yeah, I would say.
But, I mean, if I had to pick just someone, like, tall and just...
Yeah.
Not too muscular, just beautiful in the eyes and, like, hair. I've never had hair, so I want a guy that has hair.
You've never dated a guy with hair?
Yeah, no.
Wait, what?
And I'm obsessed with guys with,
like,
hair.
No, you make it sound like you dated all bald guys.
No, like buzz or like...
Like short hair, okay.
Yeah, just like buzz or like short hair. I want like long to run hair? My fingers through someone. No, like cute skater boy hair.
Okay, yeah,
hair.
Skater boy. Where do we go to find that?
I'm going to be like driving one day and I'm going to see you at the skate park with like a helmet and like... like Elmo Fast, I'll be like, do you live? I'll be like, hey. And then some hot guy's going to be training you. And that's how you're going to get your skater voice. That would be smart. I'm not going to lie. Whenever I first moved out here, I literally called up to like two different
skate shops.
And they had trainers. No, they had trainers, but it was like, it was expensive. So I was like, no, never mind.
Wait, so you could learn to skateboard? No. Mm-hmm. Every time I see two skateboarders together, like on the street that are like maybe somewhat cute, I'd take a picture to send to you. And I'm like, boyfriend? Potential boyfriend?
We just have so much love and we just want to give it. That's what it literally comes down to. I want to be a wife. Like, I want to be a wife. I want to have like a house with my husband.
Yeah.
I genuinely think that I would have a short engagement because it's like, if I'm locked in with someone, like at this point, I've been single for so long.
Like, the next person's going to be it.
Yeah. But like, that's scary too because it's like, how do you know that they are committed?
Yeah.
I mean, that's with everybody, but still, it's just scary.
Yeah. I have recently, which I used to not care that much about, like, getting married and, like, having kids and stuff, but, like, recently, I don't know what it is, I'm, like, ready for a family.
Yeah. Well, it's
crazy, too. Like, I want a family so bad. I think it'll be so cute making, like, traditions and, like, yeah. I just think I would be very, and I think you would be, too, because we're both, like, arts and craftsy, doing fun little activities with the kids. I know.
It's gonna happen, and I like at each other's weddings. Like, I'm gonna be in the crowd. I'm just gonna stand up and be like, I have something to say. I'll be like, listen. This goes
okay, but ideal situation, and I'm gonna manifest this now, is we meet two guys at the same time that are friends.
Yeah,
because it's gonna really suck if one of us starts dating someone and the other's still struggling.
Struggling, but honestly, like, I feel. Like, if I got a boyfriend, I would be still inviting you. And, like, that's also a perfect way to see how he would – because, like, my
– But he would have to have friends. Like, no one exactly. Has a third wheel every time. Like,
no, not every time. But, like, my sister's husbands, like, I love that, like, I can hang out with
them.
Yeah,
that's how Jacob and Jess are for me.
Yeah. Like, I literally want that. Like, I want my boyfriend and you and my best friend back home to literally be friends with him. Like, I would definitely make that balance because I know how crappy that would feel if, like – and this is just us just having each other's backs. Thank you, God, for crossing our paths.
Shout out, Fanjoy.
Shout out, Karoo.
Okay. Would you rather find someone in the next year, but it's, like, a meet – that what? In the next, like, couple months even. But it's, like, a mediocre relationship. Like, it's fine. It's not, like, necessarily terrible, but it's not, like, you know, it's a boyfriend and it's fine. Or you find, like, the best perfect relationship. You're obsessed. It's the best relationship, but it's not for another 10 years.
After the mediocre guy, can I still go on, like, other dates? Or, like, is it just the two options?
Just the two options. You are with this guy, mediocre guy, and you end up marrying him, or you're single for the next 10 years, but then you find the best relationship.
I think single for the next 10 years. I feel like I literally know what I want to wear. I would drive myself crazy knowing that.
Like 10 years.
That I needed a breakout with him. I would literally be like, how do I just cut it off? So I don't think I could do that.
Yeah. I would definitely wait 10 years.
Yeah, I would wait 10 years. Damn, I'd be 40. That's kind of scary.
But then I think of Courtney and Travis.
How old are they?
She was like 42 or something. And they seem so cute to me, but... Yeah. And she waited so long.
Would you rather cut your hair to your ears for the rest of your life or have hair all the way down to your ankle?
Ankle.
For the rest of your life?
Yeah, I could put it up or something.
That'd be so heavy on your head.
But to my ears?
Uh-huh.
I don't like one of my ears.
Lord Farquaad.
No, I would be so upset. I would be sad every day.
Mm-hmm. I punched the mirror every time I looked at
myself. Like, no, I would do the long and I would just figure
rock
out.
With it.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
I would honestly go with, I'd like to say long, but I think I would do short. Just because that long would be like, it would be a lot. Or I'd have to like braid it a lot. I don't know.
Would you rather stay in for a date night and do like movie night in, dinner in, or go out?
It depends on the guy. Like, if I know, I love being at a bar. And the guy just being completely, like, on
like
you
and
just, like, cute and, like, singing and dancing. And, like, I love that. But then I also love, like, watching a movie.
Okay, but you have to pick one. That's why the game is called
Would You. I think I might do going out. I think that'd be fun.
I know it because we haven't had it.
We haven't had it at all.
Being like at a bar, drunk, making out, and dancing and singing, and then going that's home fun. Together and cuddling and whatever. And
yeah, that's fun.
I think I would.
Staying in would be fun, like once you're like,
yeah,
in your.
I definitely like staying in more often than going out. Mm-hmm. But it would be really fun to have, like, a night like that.
Yeah, for sure. Like, the other night, whenever you... Mila was just walking through this crowd, and it was so crowded. And I turned around, and she is just making out with the guy, because he literally was like, you're was cute. Beautiful. And you were like, you're cute. And then they just started making out. And I was like, that was cute.
But you know what the craziest part is? I think I manifested him, because I watched him in an ad, like, 2 weeks ago. And I remember being like, this guy's so hot, like, looking at his profile, but then just never thinking of it again. And then I saw him in the crowd, and we just stared at each other. I was just like... And then
it's hot.
We made out. And then continued walking. He's 21.
No.
So, yeah, I instantly was like, it was what it was meant to be was yeah, that.
That was that. Okay, that's cute. That's cute.
If you were a drink, what drink would you be? And it doesn't have to be alcohol.
If I was a drink, I drink a lot of water. So I think I would be the world's best spring water, like from Switzerland.
Okay.
Like the world's you'd best be water. Fresh water. What would you be?
I would be a matcha latte with a shot of espresso.
Yeah, you would.
Because I feel like the matcha is like, I can be really chill for the most part, but then every now and then I get this like espresso anxious, like crazy side of me. I was going to say
a Paloma because I love grapefruit and I love, yeah, I just love grapefruit. I'd be grapefruit juice. I love grapefruit juice.
Okay, your turn.
Oh, I have a question for you. Okay. This goes back to dating. Do you think it is, what are your thoughts on having sex on the first date?
It's kind of a no for me now. I think, I feel like, I know that people say, like, it shouldn't matter. And I think if you're, like, if you have, if the chemistry is right and you guys are both really wanting to, whatever, it's not like I judge, obviously, because I've been in that situation before. But now I think where I'm at, I just don't think I need to do it until I, like, get to know them a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it's a no, but it happens.
Yeah.
And you shouldn't feel bad about it if it does happen.
Do you think if you have sex on the first date and then if the guy completely just like...
I would feel some type of way.
What I'm trying to say is when he hits you up to hang out again, is it more than likely for sex again or is it...
Oh, God.
Or is it just like hanging out?
I would have to ask a guy because I have no fucking idea. I feel like I would... I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's, like, part of it with, like, dating, too, with people even letting myself like people. I've gotten to the point where I'm not afraid of getting hurt anymore because I know I'll be fine, you know? I've gotten hurt in the past, and I've always been okay. So it's, like, why am I going to avoid talking to someone or put this wall up in fear that someone might hurt my feelings or I might like someone? But that's the only way you're going to know if... You like someone. So
yeah.
I feel like just putting myself more out there and not being afraid of potentially getting hurt. And if we're down bad for like a few days, we're down bad and then we figure it out.
I hate feeling being down bad.
I know.
But. For me, it's like, because like when I crush so fucking hard. I'm like in love with them. And I'm like, I don't know. Because I feel like every guy that I do come in contact with, I feel like I always just see something in them.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm like.
Did you feel that way with the last person that you liked?
The coffee shop guy?
No.
No.
I won't say who, but the last person you've liked. I told you.
You did. You said, I said who? You said,
well, who am I trying to hide it from her? I'm going to cut it out.
Wait, what was that question? What was the question?
Did you feel like... You really liked him, and then you felt, like, crashed?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely liked him, for sure. I don't know. I mean, I think it just sucked.
Yeah, I mean.
It sucked.
Do you think it's held you back from meeting new guys or talking to new guys?
I wouldn't be surprised if it did. Or I don't know. Because
you don't want to feel the way you felt.
Yeah, because it was just, the situation was just so crappy. But I have not literally come in contact with the guy that I would even, like, know that answer.
Yeah.
Because if a guy like approaches me and like if I genuinely like his vibe and if I like his personality, like I'm definitely gonna go on a date with him. And I think I would just be more like straight up talk about feelings and talk about like, so like what are your intentions?
Yeah.
Cause I mean I did have a guy ask me like what my intentions were and I was like, oh, that was like hot, like being straight up like that. So I definitely feel like I learned a lot from that situation, like a lot. And one of the main things was just be more like vulnerable, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think that situation was hard in different ways. It also made our friendship stronger.
Like, I feel like when it all happened, whenever you came over with snacks, because you were like, I pretty much like want to show you that I'm here for you. I remember like that moment being like, damn, like, Nilu is a fucking real one. Aww. Because it was just like, was I in love with him? Absolutely fucking not. No, it was just like a mix of something that I'd never even felt before.
Yeah.
It was just like the feeling of like, damn, I got pushed to the side and that was just crappy.
Yeah.
You know, so whatever. On to the next.
No, I feel that.
Okay, I'm going to do a speed round with Nilu, asking you five random questions.
Okay, and then I'll ask you five random. It has to be quick, though.
Okay, one shoe for the rest of your life.
Oh, Madeline, you can't do that to me.
Quick.
I can't.
One shoe for the rest of your life.
Okay, okay. It would probably be... this is too hard. It's complicated. Because here's the thing. I prefer sneakers, but I...
But you love your heels.
But it's not that I love my heels. I actually hate my heels for the most part. It hurts my back. But I just like having extra height and they look better with most of my outfits.
Okay.
But I think if I had to pick one shoe, I would have to pick a sneaker because I would say these. Right now, I'm loving my Gazelles.
Okay. My hair up or hair down?
Down, 100%. Oh. okay, I would say in a messy updo, but I still have pieces in the front down. Mm-hmm. That's my go-to.
Okay.
Yeah, do rapid fire.
Sorry, yoga or Pilates?
Pilates, 100% reformer Pilates.
Tacos or pasta?
Pasta.
Sweet or salty?
I think sweet. I have a pretty bad sweet tooth.
Alcohol or coffee?
Matcha.
No, alcohol or coffee. I almost said matcha, but then I knew you would say matcha.
I guess coffee. No, alcohol, I think. Actually, I'll pick coffee because I actually love the taste of coffee, but it would probably be decaf coffee.
Okay. Chapstick or lip gloss?
Lip gloss.
Let's go.
Okay. Was that five?
That was like 7, 8, probably 10.
Okay. Your turn.
Mm-hmm.
Skirt or pants?
Pants. Oh, Honestly, I'm going to say skirt. I love skirts.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a fair one. Weed or mushrooms?
Weed. I love mushrooms.
It's a hard one. Kentucky or LA?
Like in general? Kentucky.
I feel that. FaceTime or text?
FaceTime.
Same thing. What's one assumption? I forget if this was this rapid fire. I'm changing the game. What's one assumption that you think people make about you that's not true?
So maybe that I'm like, I don't know. Damn. I mean, maybe because I'm quieter and I'm more shy, so people could think I'm like not interested, maybe.
Mm.
But I feel like I definitely am working on it, like getting out of my comfort zone and like speaking and not just being in the corner.
That was your thing. I feel like the other day you were like, I just need to speak up more.
Mm-hmm.
Because, and I'm like, you do, because sometimes people are thinking the same thing as you, but none of us are speaking up. So it's like, we don't know. You know what I mean? Like that one situation I'm thinking of particularly. But like if you speak up, other people around you might also agree or feel the same way.
Yeah.
And so it's like putting yourself out there and being vulnerable. And then you might have more people who feel the same way too.
Mm-hmm.
Last question. What is one way, the podcast is called Order in Chaos. How do you find order in your chaos?
Wow. Being on a routine.
Okay.
Definitely. Going on a run every single morning or being active as soon as I wake up, making my smoothie every day.
What's for me, it's just
I recently just got into protein powder. I've never had it before, and it's chocolate. So I make banana peanut butter chocolate smoothies, and they're very good. Okay, and sometimes I put like cayenne in it, so it's like a spicy chocolate. Mm-hmm, it's good. But yeah, I think, and I have to shoot. Like, I have to do some type of creative shoot. Like, if not every week, every other week, in order to maintain. Not get in like a creative rut. So I think my morning routine of running and just shooting as much as I can.
Having a nice little routine.
It's chaotic in this world.
It is chaotic.
What's yours?
Mine is definitely like having a morning routine and having like little things that I do in the morning that are like my non-negotiables now. I try to do it every single day where I wake up, go outside immediately. I have a balcony, so I go on my balcony, stare at the sun. Take my supplements, take my vitamins, take whatever I need that day, water, and some type of movement, I think are my key things for my morning and just like having that morning routine. Otherwise, I feel so off. Like even the times that I sleep at your house, if I don't have like my vitamins and stuff, I'm like,
bring them over. You can have a cabinet of your vitamins. Like put them in like
a sleep over at Madeline's like 3 times a week now.
Yeah, it's nice.
Because I live so far that it's just...
Well, like, my roommate travels a lot. Me and her both travel a shit ton, but it's like, I just you're like a sister to me. So it's like, why are you going to stay at your house when you're just for the night?
We have actually severe separation anxiety and we're
way too attached. But like, it's so fun though, because like, all my best friends, I've been best friends with them for like so long. Like, and it's so nice to have like someone who is like such a genuine like connection, you know? Because it's, like, I feel like I don't...
I actually love when we have sleepovers. And also, like, it's just fun because, like, there's going to be a point where we're not going to be able to have sleepovers anymore. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so it's, like, we might as well have fun while we still can.
And I called Nilu the other day on some, like, depressing shit. And I was, like, we're not just going to be friends of our chapter of L.A. Like, we need to continue this. Like, we're not going to look back and be, like, when I was in L.A.
I know.
She was my best friend. Like, no, like, we need to continue it wherever we go.
Yeah, I agree.
But what if we're here forever?
I can only be in LA forever if I'm like making a lot of money.
Making a lot of money, in love, have your home that you
want. Otherwise, I need to go to like, okay, where would you actually, this will be our question. Where would you live if you weren't in LA? It doesn't have to be forever. It could just be like next place that you'd want to live.
I would love to have a little cottage in Maine.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I would love that and like have like a garden.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I'd be. Cottage Maine, girl. Though? I've never been. I've always wanted to. I was going to say Wyoming, but I've never been to Wyoming either. So I would say Maine.
Okay, Maine. You just like the idea of Maine.
Mm-hmm. Like gloomy, gloomy, and just like a fun little farmer life. I would love that. You?
I think if I were to like leave after LA right now, like my lease ends and I'm leaving somewhere, I think.
Oh, we mean like immediately?
Well, I was. Well, you're.
I have no career in Maine. I just meant like a fairy tale.
No, that could be fine. I'm like, man, really? You don't want to do New York?
Yeah, I would definitely do New York.
Okay, fine, fine. I'll do fairy tale. Fairy tale, I would say, I don't know about Maine. I think somewhere warmer, but I do like the idea of having like a house and like lots of space and land, but I don't know where it would be.
Mm.
Like, I don't want to say Malibu, but it would be kind of nice to be
in
Malibu.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think it could be in LA. I think it has to be somewhere else.
Hawaii.
Hawaii would be where I would go right now, mm-hmm. I think. If I were to, like, have to leave my apartment, I would go to Hawaii. And I think I would, like, kind of do this, like, travel on a budget,
mm-hmm.
make it work somehow.
I love that.
Roam around type situation. Future me, I don't know. I low-key kind of see myself going back to Chicago.
That would be nice. That'd be very nice.
I would like to be bi-coastal. That is, like, mm-hmm. what I'm – would be nice. Chicago for some of the year and then maybe LA for some of it.
Yeah, I'd want to do LA, New York, Kentucky. I always said that I want to have a house in Kentucky and let my little sister live in it. So, like, I just have a home there.
Yeah.
I would love that.
That would be cute to go back.
Mm-hmm.
What were we saying the other day where we were like, we are almost 30 years old and everything we own is in one room. We just have a – We both have, like, the same size room, I would say.
It's honestly wild because
crazy.
Even whenever I was living with, my sister and her husband, like, they would be like, your bedroom needs to be clean. I'm like, you all listen. I have a room. You all have 3 more bedrooms. You all have, like, 10,000 closets. Y'all have space. I have a room in a closet that's, like, 2x2. Like, I have so many clothes. And it's, like, once I get a house, my room is never going to be dirty because – We'll it's going to be
places to put the things.
Yes. And like, I have like an umbrella. I have like stuff like that. And I'm like, where am I going to put that at?
The umbrella.
Like, I don't even have a closet in my hallway. So I was like, geez.
It's rough.
It's hard to keep everything.
And then like, if you want to keep like cutesy little sentimental, you can't keep the extra shit. Like you have to like, but it's like, I'm not going to throw that away. So then it's like, okay, then I guess I have to get rid of some clothes. But then.
Yeah. I'm just like, geez.
It's just everywhere.
It really is.
All right. Well, Madeline, thanks. What? Go ahead.
I was going to say, back to love.
We got 3 minutes.
We are boy crazy, you guys. Back to love. Do you, like, genuinely feel like you'll find, like, someone this year? Like, I know, like, God has a plan, but, like, do you have, like, what are your thoughts on, like, finding love?
I think I've, like, let go of the idea, like, the pressure of it. I just feel like... if it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And I don't think I have as much pressure around it where I'm like, it's going to happen this year. It's going to happen this year. Mm-hmm. I would hope. I would like to think. But I don't know. I just am like, I could see it go. Like, I don't. Like, you always say, like, God is not going to make me wait another year. But, like, he might. He might make me wait another year.
There's no way. Milo, there's no way.
I don't know. It's been rough. Like, it doesn't feel that much.
But also, I feel like I'm so used to it that, like, it doesn't consume
right,
me.
Right, that's
like,
the thing.
Like, we joke about being in love. Oh, not really a joke, but, like, we talk about it. But at this point, I am so, like, the word single in, like, the dictionary, like, you would see my name under it because I've been single for so long. So it's, like, I'm literally used to it at this point.
Yeah,
where, like,
same.
If a guy did come into, like, my life, then I'd be like, oh, what?
Maybe I've just found acceptance. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's also, it's weird being older and single because I feel like I spent so much of my younger years in relationships. And yeah. So like, this is the longest I've been without a relationship with the last 4 years. And it's like, I've been in pretty serious relationships before that were like all pretty long term. So it's like, then all of a sudden I had 4 years of not having a relationship where I was enjoying it at first. And now I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? But I'm also kind of okay with it. Cause it's like, yeah.
I chose to be in the city, it's
to
like
leave my relationship, so
yeah,
now I gotta live with the consequences.
I mean, that's the thing, like, we live in a city where like nobody wants to commit, so it's like we have to, it's just like when it happens.
I know,
you know,
I just think with the people we're meeting right now, I feel like I don't feel super confident in any of them being like relationship status. Is that your phone? Do you have your alarm on right now?
For the meter.
Your meter? You're disrupting the podcast. But no, I just don't feel like any of the people we've met so far have been that like, oh, I could definitely see myself being serious with this person. So I've kind of just been like, I don't know. We haven't really met it.
Nope.
I don't know if we'll find it in LA.
And I'm curious about that, but we'll see.
We will see. And we will keep everyone updated with our love lives. Where can everyone find you, Madeline?
You can find me on Harry Styles' Instagram. I'm his wife. You can find me on Instagram, website, hopefully Vogue magazine here very soon.
What's your Instagram handle?
Madeline Thompson with two N's.
Perfect. I'll put it in the show notes. And then hopefully you'll be back on. And if we ever find our two bestie boyfriends.
The next time that I'm on, we should have them.
Okay.
Well, wait, we would have to be married, so.
Why would we have to be married?
In order... If I'm announcing a guy.
Yeah, oh, I agree. Yeah, it's at my wedding.
It's going to be like the first date. So do you want to go on my friend Neela's podcast?
Okay, guys, we've made boyfriends finally. They're like, we've never talked about this before.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. I love you. Thanks for joining me today.
It was fun.
And
happy birthday.
Thank you. Now we can eat the cake.
Yes.
Okay.